Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the WestSX Safety Hour conference call. My name is Fatima, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, which instructions will be given at that time. If for any reason you require operator assistance, please press star zero, and an operator will be happy to assist you. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host for today, Mr. David Kastler. Please proceed.
Great. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm David Kastler. I'm the Roof Asset Manager for Buildings and Structures. Welcome to the WestSX Safety Hour for 21st of February. There's a few things on the call for today. We'll go through incidents that happened last week. We've got lessons learned from works delivery relating to two injuries from rail jacks. To conclude, we've got a topic of how to talk about cancer, something quite personal to me, so I think I'm quite fortunate to be on the call today. Positive start for the call. Safety Hour attendance last week was fantastic, 81% attendance. Thank you very much for all of those Safety Hours. Hopefully, there was some very good conversation through each of those. More good news, 255 close calls raised, almost double the weekly target. Again, thank you for those. We are almost on track for closing all those out within 90 days. From a personal perspective, for close calls, as one of the responsible managers for the buildings and civils world, just an opportunity to say thank you for everyone that has raised a close call. We do work through them, and I know there are some that are outstanding still, but we are working through those. Generally, those are items where we need to get a large piece of work completed to close them out. Without the feedback from each of you in raising those close calls, a lot of the risk will just get unnoticed by us. Please do keep raising the close calls. We do look at them. If you feel that you are being ignored, then please feel free to get in contact with any of the responsible managers. We are looking to close them out and improve the safety on the route. Thank you again for doing that. In terms of safety incidents last week, unfortunately, we did have some. We had an incident at Westminster Bridge, which is outside Waterloo Station, where a section manager tripped over items sticking up into the track, so twisted a right ankle and banged the knee, and also a knock to their nose, where there was a minor cut. The golden hour was applied, is now subject to an investigation. Just opportunity to reinforce the Tidy Railway campaign. I'm sure everyone would have seen the Womble bags by now, those lovely bright orange bags. Please do pick them up and take the opportunity to go out and start filling them up with small items. Hopefully, that will produce a reduction in the incidents that we get like this one. Please do that. Possession irregularity happened last week. It was in a T3. We were setting a route to allow train movement out of the work site. On walking back, noticed that the route had been changed, but hadn't given any authority for that to happen. Following the investigation, it's established that testers had moved them, having had permission to do so previously. Looks as though it's a breakdown in communication, but subject to further investigation. There was a Cafe Spad in the Wimbledon area, where the train passed a signal at danger without authority, after the driver believed it was displaying the yellow aspect. The TPWS brought a train to a stand. No safety impact, but again, subject to level 2 investigation being reviewed. The last safety items are relating to the rail jack injuries that I mentioned at the beginning of the call. We had two separate incidents, across Wessex. We had one between Fratton and Portsmouth Harbour, and another one at Millbrook, where both, so one person suffered an injury to their foot and the other to their hand. So in both instances, something fell onto the individuals causing the injury. On the Wessex Safety Hour website, there's a summary sheet, there's a lessons learnt circular. I'd recommend that you each look through that or include that in team briefs. So there were four lessons learnt that were raised from these two incidents. One, and the key one, was making sure that there was a clear line of communication established and having one nominated person to lead that communication, making sure that that person gives very clear instructions to clear before the drop happens, making sure that other tools and any body parts in the vicinity of the drop zone are clear and confirmed as clear. And all of that should happen before the instructions given to lower the rail. So key thing, making sure nothing is underneath the rail to get trapped before it gets lowered. So two individual cases with very similar root causes where communication has been highlighted as the root cause. So communication, you know, forms a very key part of everything that we do. You know, whether it's out on track or in day-to-day role, you know, in a relatively safe office environment. So today in my team, we're running a behavioural safety workshop here for the minor work supply chain. So all our external contractors have come in today, and I've taken a bit of time out from that to come and give the safety hour today. But just some feedback from our safety workshop. One of the exercises that we ran in there this morning was a Chinese whispers exercise, was to start a communication chain off with one person with a fairly simple statement and for them to turn to the next person and to start passing that down the chain of people. It was absolutely astounding what the final outcome was in terms of the change from the original message to how the last person on the chain saw it. That really brought home that clear and simple communication is absolutely critical in what we do. And that was in a controlled environment, nice office space, so there's no rain, no wind, no time pressure. It was just inside an environment you could hear clearly and incredible distortion from one message to the final outcome, some of which are quite amusing, but obviously it has a very serious message underlying that. As any problems with clear communication obviously potentially lead to the risk of accidents happening, an injury for any one of us. So clear communication, and I know in the afternoon session, Tracy Capstick's going along, I believe, to talk about the verbalising risk and talking through items as you're out on site, which again, I think following our little exercise this morning shows the absolute benefit is in that. So whilst I'm talking about the buildings and civils world and that one example we've had in the workshop today, it was also a great opportunity to thank the suppliers that we have for the work that they've done over the past year from our last session, and just acknowledging the time pressures that they have. A lot of the work is very reactionary for that particular framework. So for instance, the weekend before last, there was some track works taking place outside Waterloo Station. And after the tamping activity, there's noticed that they had lost a lot of ballast through the bridge deck, and it quickly became apparent there was a large hole in the structure. And the guys turned up and carried out a great repair in a very short time frame. So, as ever, We're dependent on very skillful people and people reacting as well as they possibly can. So despite those time pressures, we can do everything very well, and as we do most of the time. It's just making sure that we don't add to the pressures which potentially lead to poor communication and extra risks being taken on site, which lead to injury. So finally, on the set conversation here is a piece about cancer, and that there is an online training course, as they've termed it, which has been developed by Cancer Research UK, just about increasing confidence to have a talk about cancer. I'm sure there's a lot of us on the call that have been affected by cancer one way or another, whether it's ourselves personally or with friends and family that have either had the disease and been cured, or those that have unfortunately lost their lives from cancer. So for me, personally, yeah, cancer is quite a difficult thing to talk about. Not something I've really done at work before. But so like a lot of you, I've certainly suffered from family having cancer. Lost my aunt about 5 years ago, and my mum currently has cancer, which she's taking treatment for. Have to see how that goes. But it is very difficult, I find, to talk about it. So I'll certainly be looking at this after the call today and seeing if that makes a difference. I often find even talking to my mum and other relatives is quite hard, trying to face up to the risks and potential outcomes from cancer. Obviously, everyone hopes it will be a successful treatment and be able to move on, but statistically, obviously, that's not the case for everyone. And even with the great work that's done with the people at Cancer Research UK and other charities, it obviously is a problem for society and us all, which seems to be growing rather than lessening. So please take a bit of time to go through that, and hopefully if you're in a position like me, then that might help any discussions and conversations that you do have with people that are affected or may be able to help you understand what you can do better. So for me, in terms of the main messages from today, it's been a mixed week. We've had a few incidents where people, our colleagues, have been injured. On the converse, it's been a very good week in terms of talking about safety, raising the close calls and keeping some of those closed in the right timescales. And for me, I'm very pleased to have had the opportunity to talk about the cancer awareness and also give you some feedback from our buildings and civils and safety workshop today. So I'd like to take the opportunity to open the lines for a chat now and see if anyone has anything they'd like to raise. Thanks, Bettina.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star 1, then immediately record your name, followed by the hash key. Please be sure to unmute yourself before recording your name. If your name is not recorded, your question will be missed. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 2. We will pause momentarily to compile a list of questions. Please press star 1 to begin. Currently, there are no questions in queue.
Okay, that's fine. I'll wrap up the call in that case then. Thank you, Tima.
You're welcome.
Okay, so thank you for everyone that has dialed into the Wessex Safety Hour for 21st of February. Thank you for listening in. I hope there was some benefit in the call today. If you do think of anything that you'd want to raise with me after the call, I'm David Caslow. I'm the only one with that surname on the list, so please feel free to get in touch. I'm happy to have a conversation afterwards. Thank you for your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.